It's 1989 in Vancouver, Washington. 42-year-old Effie Entazari leaves her apartment around 6 a.m. to head to her job at a daycare. When she gets to the parking lot, in the space between her car and another, someone walks up, holds a gun to her head, and fires. The mother of two collapses to the ground, where she dies in a pool of her own blood. It's a moment that forever changes the life of Effie's daughter, Pune, and the life of the man convicted of the crime. But did he do it?
Do you think that Mike was wrongly imprisoned and that he was innocent?
Yeah, I do think that.
It was not a fact-based trial. It was just a lot of smoke and mirrors.
Now, more than 30 years later, Pune is fighting to prove the court got it wrong.
I've never had a doubt that I'm going to get the person that killed my mom.
And that a killer is still out there, walking free.
And I'm not taking his side, and I'm not against him or for him. I just let the facts do the talking, but you can't be that stupid.
An obsession that reveals new clues.
It didn't make any sense.
And bombshell DNA evidence just brought to light points to a potential new suspect.
They cannot exclude the suspect from being a contributor to the DNA located on my mom's left arm.
Holy crap, so that matched.
Yeah.
How it leads a daughter to make startling discoveries.
I think my mom found out stuff she shouldn't have.
So they wanted your mom out of the picture.
Once she found out, yes.
So these are dangerous people.
Very dangerous people. Extremely dangerous people.
And what she ultimately uncovers.
And it's going to end with me getting the person that killed my mom.
Could shock everyone.
It's time.
This is the beginning of the end.
The Yellow Car, a KGW original podcast.
Are you willing to never let it go and keep pushing? Are you willing to go to war, so to speak, over this?
Coming July 7th.
I'm always ready for anything.
This is the beginning of the end.
Subscribe now, wherever you listen to podcasts.